This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You see, they hate Donald Trump because he's an alpha male, he's aggressive, and he believes in humanity, he believes in others. And they call that narcissism. That's why the media pushes this idea that if you're confident, you're strong, you like yourself, you like others, you don't need the psychologist, you don't need Madison Avenue, you don't need Wall Street, you don't need the image makers in Hollywood to make you feel insecure, so you've got to buy their image, their worldview. I mean, is there some context to the psychological systems that are out there? Sure, and it's just wide as the rainbow, as the colors of the rainbow. Some of it's good, some of it's bad. Some of it makes sense, some of it doesn't. They set themselves up as the new priesthood, though, and they use psychology to dumb the culture down in the media, not the average psychologist or psychiatrist. But the dominant system is about social control, as it was in Russia, as it was in Germany, as it is here today. And they hate a Donald Trump type. Because, see, a real narcissist in the classical sense doesn't care about other people, doesn't give tips, doesn't believe in others, and isn't even a real person themselves, just has this fake image of themselves that they're invincible, they're great. I have on the street before running to people, and I have been interviewed by Psychology Today, and they say to you, and I've had psychologists walk up and go, "You're a narcissist, man, I tell you." And they're like, "Oh, yeah, you claim you have all these listeners. You don't have that. Or you claim that you can change the world. You can't do that." And what they're saying is, we aren't on the playing field. That's what Psychology Today was asking me. "So you think you can change the world? You think there's corrupt forces? You think that you can see things that are going on?" And I'm like, "I can read a bill and hear them lying about it on TV." Yeah. They want you to just give up, believe you have no power. And so it's the spirit of Donald Trump, the fact that he is optimistic, he does believe in America, he's got his own issues, nobody's perfect, scares them because they're busy telling us families are bad, men are bad, you know, loving God is bad, only the state, only them, words are bad, language is bad. These people are absolutely out of control. So I'm going to play more of the video, but it's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The full video, we're putting on Facebook, Twitter, I want to go viral. Is this the most powerful Donald Trump video ever? And I think it really is. And we need to air the whole thing on the nightly news tonight because it needs to go viral. We need commentary on it, you know, because it really shows what he was saying 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. And he's there empowering people. I always tell listeners, don't call and tell me how great I am, because I know you're just as great as I am. If you ever figured out the power you had and wanted to learn about the real world, they just want you to stay in arrested development like a little kid in the seventh grade that feels insecure and bullied. We don't need any more education from the establishment. No dark sarcasm in the classroom. And then meanwhile, these government controllers go home and get beaten within inches of their lives by their fat and psychopathic wives. And that's an archetype of the whole deal. We want to empower everybody to not have a top-down nanny state. David Knight, take us out to break with your view on what I was just saying.
Yeah, you know, Alex, I'm looking at some of these articles about, this is one that was on Drudge Report, the undemocratic Democratic Party. They're talking about how rigged this election is, and of course we have 538 saying Donald Trump would be easy to stop if they had Democrat rules. The article that talks about how rigged this process is points out that we've got these distinguished members. Understand what's going on in the Democrat Party. 10,000 voters equals one distinguished member. That's the kind of a disparity that we've got. Here you've got the people who pride themselves on being Democrats, who pride themselves on being socialists.
It's Animal Farm.
Yeah, exactly. What we've got here is crony democracy, okay? You want to talk about crony capitalism because you hate capitalism? I understand crony capitalism is not capitalism. It's not free market. Free market is a better term. Let's understand that. And so crony capitalism
is gangsterism.
Exactly. It's a gangsterism. But they like to use that word capitalism because it gives it a negative connotation to anything that's capitalism. But understand Democrats, understand Bernie Sanders supporters, that what you've got here is crony socialism, crony statism. You
want
to put everything in the state?
Well,
this
really
is the kind of deal you're going to
get. Statism, fascism, packaged as socialism, or I mean, it's all bull. David, stay there. Come back. Let's talk more about that theme and then how we shatter the paradigm about the globalist model of full spectrum dominance. We're going to define what that really is. Our definition, groundbreaking, you know, creating our own terms, our own lenses outside of the prescribed orthodoxy of Hollywood.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
When you look at what the entire culture is doing, it's trying to con people. And it's designed top-down. The globalists admit this plan. And just as David Knight briefly chimed in last hour, when I was going over different subjects, the elite fund Hitler, and they fund the Soviets, on record. We're going to get to the Rothschilds, the family that famously funded Napoleon and the British Empire, and then double-crossed the British Empire, even as they gave them the victory over Napoleon, crashing the stock market, claiming Napoleon had won. This is all part of history. It's full-spectrum dominance. You think of us fighting the Russians or fighting Al-Qaeda or fighting whatever. Meanwhile, our elite that took us over took Russia over in 1917 and installed the communists. The Russians have thrown them out. Doesn't mean Russia is perfect, but that's why they're the most hated by the globalists, because they're actually somewhat independent. China's made all these deals with the globalists to install communism and to leverage out the rest of the world using free market, basically human robots, hardworking Chinese people, smart, ingenious, some of the most competitive in the world, under a communist model to leverage out, destroy the rest of the free world. It's a billion plus slaves. It's not communism. It doesn't exist. I mean, they've got a master plan, folks. And then the Chinese elite now are getting ready to try to double cross the Anglo-American establishment. This is full spectrum dominance, where you ship the narcotics in on record, have the big banks launder the money, and then bust the low-level people when they use the drugs, put them in the private prison itself owned in part or in whole by the big mega bank that actually owns and leases the aircraft that fly the drugs in. The aircraft that get busted are the cartels and smaller groups that don't play ball. And I told you that 20-something years ago. Everybody else has been declassified. Now they make movies like Sicario. Is that how you pronounce it in Spanish? And he's Hitman. What excellent film. So accurate. And at the end, the CIA is knocking out the last cartel they don't control. And they go, no, we run the drugs. We control the cartels. And the FBI agent lady is like, what? But it's like, no, now you're smart. She goes, oh, I get it. And it's like so evil. I expect them to come out and admit they kidnap kids next and actually torture them to death. And just go, well, we do it to make sure the wrong people don't. And that's what Brzezinski wrote in the Technotronic era. He actually wrote in the Technotronic era back in the 70s. One of the first books I read on geopolitics when I was like 12 years old. My dad had talked about it. I'd seen it on the bookshelf. And he said, no, the elites run the drugs and run the organized crime and run all forms of evil. And that's how we control it to keep order. See their sick thinking? And they write books on this, okay? This is a fact. But 99% of people in government corporations don't know it. We're all these goody-two-shoes controlled by this fake leftist cosmology. How do you describe full-spectrum dominance? And how do we get this paradigm into the general population's understanding, David? You got about 3 minutes here, then we're going to go to this report where the Rothschilds are in trouble, but no one knows about it because they've shut it down. David Knight.
Alex, full-spectrum dominance is unfolding before our very eyes here in this election. We have these stories that came out yesterday. Secret meeting. Tech CEOs and top Republicans plot to stop Trump. And we see Bloomberg saying Paul Ryan's House agenda being upended by Trump. They're worried about that. What is his agenda? Of course, his agenda is full-spectrum dominance. We saw this in the last election with Romney and Obama. Both of them were going to push through Obamacare. They had both signed on that. Now what we've
got... Two different parties, fake choice, exactly. From Merrill Quigley won't. The illusion of choice, but no real choice.
And so now we've got these trade treaties. We've got the open borders. We've got the climate treaty. What did Paul Ryan do? 3 days after they passed the climate treaty in Paris, and you had some Republicans saying, well, we're going to have a say about that. Well, yeah, their say was to fully fund it within 3 days with the omnibus bill. Okay, that's their agenda. And so now you see, as all these people are coming together, the Silicon Valley billionaires, as well as the GOP establishment, and you got Trump Fox brothers. News cozying up to Hillary Clinton, having making friends with her on Fox News. Maybe they'll add her to Fox and Friends or whatever. But they're also
they've been going anti-gun on Fox now.
Yeah. At the same time, they're doing this, we've got Rupert Murdoch giving her the maximum personal donation at a party. You've got Rupert Murdoch and Roger Ailes. Even the New York Times is talking about how they met together and plotted with Chuck Schumer and Marco Rubio with a Gang of Eight to push amnesty through.
And let's expand on that. Let's expand on that because that's so key. How they control the libertarian conservative movement is everybody wants to be on Fox.
Yeah.
So they have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that aren't employees but are on the payroll as basically correspondents or to provide coverage. Almost every name you know is paid by them. And when they pay you even $50,000 a year, but you still want to be on air to sell your books and be a celebrity to your wife or whatever or your husband, so grandma thinks you're cool. They call you up and say, don't go on Alex Jones's show. Don't push this. We're not going to let you on the next few weeks, to promote this. I mean, I know the inside baseball, that they don't have those people all paid to actually have a bunch of people to cover stuff. They've got way more than they need. They've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds on payroll who might go on once a month, but just so they've got them under contract to control them. This is sick. It's full spectrum dominance. It's manufactured consent.
Oh, absolutely. And when we look at this meeting, we've got all these House leaders. Of course, you've got Mitch McConnell, you've got Paul Ryan, you got the new up-and-coming stars like Tim Scott, South Carolina, the new black senator there. And, of course, he toured South Carolina with the governor, Nikki Haley, and what happened there? Donald Trump got every single delegate in South Carolina. Nobody else got a single delegate. Nobody is buying the establishment. They're absolutely desperate. So they're teaming up with Apple and Facebook and Google and Tesla's Elon Musk. All these different people are coming together. What can we do? Give us some money. We've got to stop this guy.
That's right. They are in total abject panic. We've got to go to break here in about 30 seconds or so to be able to air this powerful Rothschild report. And I'm going to hand the baton to you, David. Please, folks, these are the times that try our souls. spread the word about InfoWars. We're fighting as hard as we can. And buy the great products, whether it's a Hillary for Prison shirt or Super Male Vitality that's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And pray for us and send those video and audio feeds out and send this Donald Trump video out to everybody you know. Let's go ahead and go to this special report with that was broken down by Mr. Baum.
In 2015, the French government indicted Baron David de Rothschild for embezzling large sums of money from British pensioners from 2005 to 2008 and for the violation of inheritance tax laws. In June of 2015, Paris-based Judge Javier Bermudez ruled that Baron Rothschild of the Rothschild Financial Services Group must face a trial for his crimes. That is, if they can find him in one of his many mansions scattered around France. Now the French government has opened another investigation into the Swiss Rothschilds unit. Bloomberg reports, the Swiss unit of Edmond de Rothschild said it's the subject of a French probe regarding a former business relationship managed by a former employee. Edmond de Rothschild is actively participating in the criminal investigation underway, the Geneva-based bank said in an emailed statement on Friday. Edmond de Rothschild, a private banking and asset management firm established in Paris in 1953, oversees about 150 billion euros, or $164 billion, and is led today by Baron Benjamin de Rothschild and his wife Ariane. From a Haaretz interview 6 years ago, Baron Benjamin de Rothschild was quoted as saying, "The United States is finished, at least for the moment, and I do not believe in God. I do not report to him." The Rothschild family is so wealthy, they don't regularly appear on any Forbes list of the world's wealthiest, and when they do, their true wealth is minimized. Their fortune would embarrassingly dwarf the multi-billions of Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. The Rothschild story is precariously embedded in the footnotes of world history. Nathan Rothschild became the largest debtor to the Bank of England until the bank was privatized in 1946. However, although the Bank of England is state-owned, 97% of the UK's money supply is still privately controlled in the form of interest-bearing loans created by the Rothschild-dominated commercial banks. The Rothschild's modern manipulation of the British economy is clearly evident in this clip, demonstrating Queen Elizabeth's inquiry into the downturn of the British economy.
And he and his group here are going to answer your question from 3 years ago, why nobody saw the crisis coming.
And after a brief explanation, another question, this time from the Duke.
The Queen's question was finally answered by Rothschild lackeys 4 years later, after the Queen personally had to visit the Bank of England to get an answer. The indictment of a Rothschild is not simply another dirty banker being brought to justice. The imprisonment of part of the controlling interest of civilization could gradually snowball, meaning a stop to endless wars, illegal mass surveillance, debt slavery, and a Luciferian cultural agenda. Basically, peace on earth. A bit much, you say. The Rothschilds financed both sides of the Napoleonic Wars, the American Revolution, the Communist Party Revolution in Russia, the little-known Balfour Declaration, the Nazi Party, the creation of the Federal Reserve, 9/11, and the wars that followed. The Rothschilds own Reuters and the Associated Press and are the hidden hand controlling all media. Have you heard about this in the mainstream news? They either own or have compromised every U.S. and European political puppet with an elitist passion for worshipping Lucifer and an unyielding obsession to decrease the world population by 90% by legal means. Means the Rothschilds are on the verge of completely acquiring via the United Nations.
The ultimate advantage, listen to this, that the creditor has over a king or a president is that if the ruler gets out of line, the banker can finance his enemy or his rival. Therefore, if you want to stay in the lucrative financing business of kings and governments, it is wise to have an enemy or a rival waiting in the wings to unseat every king or every president to whom you lend money. If the king doesn't have an enemy, you gotta be able to create one.
Yes, for centuries now, there truly has been a global New World Order shadow government family syndicate legitimizing its control over civilization, responsible for their involvement in a seemingly endless list of horrors and violations of human rights since long before any of us were even born. And yes, currently, without as much as a peep from the mainstream media, that very family is being pursued by a French court to stand trial. John Bound for InfoWars.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to play a couple of videos here. Before I do, I want to let you know that we do have Super Male Vitality back in stock. This is how we support InfoWars. We offer you the best quality products for your health. and it is a win-win situation. Supermale Vitality is back in stock. It's a limited run. It's available at InfoWarsLife.com. Right now is the time to secure your bottle before we sell out once again. Let me read you one of the hundreds of five-star reviews that you can find at InfoWarsLife.com. People talking about their experiences with the product. Here's one from Dan, Spring Hill, Florida. He lists his pros. He says it acts quickly, good taste, produces results, simple to take. He said Super Male Vitality really shows results. I have more stamina throughout the workday, even beyond. The product has made a huge difference in my life. I would recommend anyone to try it. Again, it's now back in stock, and if you want to sign up for auto ship, then you can make sure that it is never out of stock for you. And, of course, we have a lot of products right now that are sold out. Super Female Vitality, Secret 12, DNA Force, Living Defense. The products come and go, and again, this is, we try to do this as a win-win situation. So we offer you an incentive to sign up for auto ship, so we kind of get an idea of what we need to manufacture, what our stock needs to be. As an incentive to do that, we give you a 10% discount. That helps us to manage our inventory. It helps you to make sure that you never run out of stock. So it is, again, a win-win situation. That's what we're trying to do here. We're trying to fund our operation independent of the big bucks sponsors and the big advertisers. That's what we're trying to do, is maintain our independence, give you honest information, as honest as we can make it. We do our best to find the truth here. We can make mistakes. We correct it when we find it here. But that's what we're about. We're trying to give this information to you without any external influence or pressure. We don't have big pharmaceuticals that are funding our operation and telling us what to do. We're not applying for government grants to do this. It's a win-win situation. So, again, sign up for AutoShip, get 10% discount, help us to manage our inventory, or get Super Male Vitality right now and try it out if you've never done before. It sells out, again, at InfoWarsLife.com. Here's one of the stories that came up, and I loved this title on Politico. GOP establishment creeps toward Cruz. Yeah. We see now the GOP establishment creeps are now moving toward Cruz. The usual suspects, folks. They say Ted is the only possibility to stop Trump, says a Bush loyalist. Let me tell you something. Ted Cruz is a Bush loyalist. He and Heidi met inside the Bush administration. They are phony outsiders. They're insiders, folks. They're posing as outsiders, okay? They're involved with Goldman Sachs. The banks are running through this agenda. He has no problem with these trade treaties. I would seriously doubt that he's got any problems with the open borders. They've gone back and forth with this. But notice who Jeff Sessions, Senator Sessions, endorsed. It was Donald Trump, not Ted Cruz. And that is the issue. That and these trade treaties and the loss of sovereignty. I trust Senator Sessions' judgment. He is the only one who looked at these treaties. Ted Cruz didn't. Ted Cruz voted for the TPA, the Trade Promotion Authority. What was that? That was a way to make sure that these trade treaties would get passed. So when you voted for that, you were essentially voting for these trade treaties. You were also voting to subvert the constitutional process to ratify treaties. And that applies not only to the trade treaties, but to the climate treaties as well. Why would they subvert the process for passing a treaty? Because they want to make sure that it passes by all means. It's just like when we look at these metrics, this article that's on Drudge Report today, the undemocratic Democratic Party, talking about how the system is rigged with these superdelegates, these distinguished members. And they point out in non-political speak, distinguished members, who are some of the superdelegates, are really Democrat political insiders, D.C. power brokers, not everyday voters. And as I pointed out with Alex Jones, when you look at some of the states, when we look at New Hampshire, Bernie Sanders won New Hampshire. He got about the same number of votes as Hillary Clinton did. And when you look at the number of delegates that it took him 10,000 voters to get a single delegate. And so you really can say that 10,000 voters equals one of these distinguished members. And they point out in this article, when you remove elected officials from the superdelegate pool, at least one in seven of the remainders are former or current lobbyists. And so when they look at this, when 538, which is associated with New York Times, Democrats from the Republicans look at this, what are they saying about this? They're saying, wow, you know, gee, the voters, Republicans and Democrats, are really upset with us. Maybe we're not giving them what they want. You know, hey, they're not serving you, okay? They don't see you as customers. They don't care what you want. These are pigs at a trough, okay? And they want to just make sure that nobody else muscles in, that you don't get a piece of the pie. So they want to change the rules. They want to do anything they can to shut you down, to keep you under their foot. They're not going to do it. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Brainforce, it's completely different. Try a bottle of it. Rob Dew joins us. You worked, I guess, like 20-plus hours. Tell us what Brainforce did.
I'd been working all day. I took a couple hours off coaching basketball. I get in here at 8:30. I was kind of run down. You know, I just didn't feel like I was going to make it. And I really wanted to do a good job on the interview. I got my bottle of Brainforce right there. I popped two of them. And about 20 minutes later, it's like, bing, everything just kind of clears up.
It's got 4.5 stars. People really love it. Read about it, find out why third-party nutraceutical sites give it such high praise, because it really does have the best organic-based systems that will blow your socks off.
I haven't pulled an all-nighter like that in a while, but I probably could not have done it without Brainforce. I went home about 6:45 this morning, took 3 hours of sleep, got up, took two more Brainforce, and came in.
You will find Brainforce and other game-changing products at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information. Your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking about the establishment. They are absolutely frantic. They're meeting at secret confabs every weekend. We've now got Google and Apple and Facebook and Tesla, Elon Musk, all meeting together with GOP establishment saying, what happened, guys? You screwed up. You know, these rules were supposed to keep them out. You know, keep out the rabble, the people who aren't part of the secret clubs and the secret societies. One of them is sneaking in on his own dime, you know? We set up this system where you couldn't afford to do this unless we supported you, unless we gave you the money. We never thought of one of us, a billionaire, would do this. Come on, let's stop this. And, of course, this is what they're trying to stop. We understand this. They're trying to stop the globalist. They're trying to stop someone who's going to oppose them on these treaties, the trade treaties, the climate treaties, and the open borders. That's the game right now. And on that issue, I believe we can trust Donald Trump because he's talked about this for 35 years. He, on his own dime, or I should say $100,000, he took out ads in New York papers, New York Times, talking about and complaining about the trade deals. And so you may or may not agree with him on a lot of other issues. And, you know, when we look at things, I look at, I had somebody that sent me a Twitter thing last night, said, you know, I agree with you on the trade stuff and everything, but I really find it hard to trust Donald Trump. What can I say to you? And that's what I said to him on Twitter. I said, don't trust Trump. Don't trust anybody. You know, that's the motto of Ted. He puts this thing up, trust Ted. Trust Ted. Okay? No, don't trust Ted. Don't trust Trump. Don't trust. I'm going to tell you what our founders said, okay? Patrick Henry, the guy who valued liberty above everything, okay, said, regard with suspicion anybody who approaches the precious jewel of liberty, okay? Anybody that is put in a position of this kind of power, and they didn't allow anybody to have the kind of power we have given to a president today. That's part of what has to change. And we have to take that power back at the state and local level. I've got a couple of articles here showing that there's some good news on that front. A couple of articles from the New American. South Carolina House passes a bill nullifying new federal firearm restrictions. Another one. Wyoming to pass a bill to reform civil asset forfeiture. Let's understand, civil asset forfeiture is just outright theft and highway robbery, because that's usually where it takes place, is on the highway robbing people. That's something that came from our beloved conservative president, Ronald Reagan. Civil asset forfeiture, saying, hey, we don't have to convict you of a crime to take your property in violation of the Constitution. We don't have to convict you of anything. As a matter of fact, we're not even going to charge you with anything. We're going to charge your car or your airplane or your home, whatever inanimate object that we would like to take from you. We will charge that inanimate object with the crime. And since that's an inanimate object, it doesn't have constitutional guarantees that a person has. Therefore, we can steal it from you, okay? That was what our beloved Ronald Reagan put in place. And every Democrat and Republican president since then has been fine with that. Now we have some state legislatures that are saying, no, we're not going to allow that. That's how we take this back. We fight at the state and local level. We get people to understand what their power is as jurors, and we say, you're not going to railroad people. You're not going to send them to jail for these things. You're not. We don't agree with the penalty, even if we agree with the law. We don't agree with the way you're doing this. We're not going to send these people to jail. That's the way they stopped alcohol prohibition initially. And, of course, this whole drug war, as I've mentioned many, many times, doesn't have any constitutional support for. Where is the constitutional amendment that gives them the authorization to prohibit anything? Not pot. Not your medical cancer drugs. Nothing do they have the power to prohibit unless they have a special amendment. Like they gave themselves that power with alcohol and then took it away. We have two amendments in the Constitution that testify the fact, in addition to the Ninth and Tenth Amendment, we have two more that show in practical application the government has no authority for prohibition of any sort. But of course they want to take away guns. Guns which are specifically protected. Now, there's been a lot of talk about Ted Cruz, especially saying, you know, Donald Trump, he's going to take your guns. He's going to appoint judges who will take your guns. He's not a gun guy. Well, I want to read you something that his son said. Donald Trump Jr., this is on Breitbart, and he said, between myself and my brother, my father, my wife, we have four of the 1,500 concealed carry permits for New York City. One of the most difficult carry licenses to get anywhere in the world, certainly in the U.S. Okay? Now understand that. Think about that. Think about the fact that Ronald Reagan, many people said, hey, you know, Ronald Reagan, he was pro-abortion before he became pro-life. He was a member of a union head and so forth and so on. Is this guy really a conservative? That was the line of attack against Ronald Reagan when he was running. And, you know, quite frankly, Ronald Reagan did betray us on the Second Amendment as well as on these other issues that I was just talking about. And he joined with the NRA, of all people, to push the Brady Bill. That was wrong. Wait, why did he do that? He threw the American people and the Constitution under the bus in order to do a favor for Brady's wife that he felt bad about the fact that Brady got shot. Okay, so that's a payoff. It's like, hey, I'm sorry. Here, let me throw the Constitution. Will that make you feel better? Let me throw the Constitution on the bus. Do you feel better now, Sarah Brady? Okay. No, it's not enough. Oh, you want me to do more? Well, gee, I don't know if I can do any more, but we'll see what we can do. All right. Going back to what he's saying now, he points out, and this is important, because, you know, Ronald Reagan, didn't have a concealed carry license in California, did he, when he became before he became president? He never got a concealed carry license. Donald Trump has actually exercised that right. He actually has a concealed carry. As he points out, 4 of the 1,500 concealed carry permits in all of New York City, with millions of people. What is it, 6 million people in New York City, 7 million people, and only 1,500 concealed carry permits, and 4 of them are in the Trump immediate family. Then he points out, and this is true, said same thing about San Bernardino, Paris that we said. He says, if you recall San Bernardino, if you recall Paris, he's only one of those pro-Second Amendment candidates that said the very next day, hey, California, France, toughest gun laws in the world. If there were bullets going the other way, maybe this would have been the game changer. Maybe something different would have happened. Okay? And then he said something else, which I think really shows they understand the issue. He also spoke about how his father, Donald Trump, if he becomes president, gun laws will change so that concealed carry permits are valid in all states and not just select ones. He says, why can't you get a driver's license that's recognized state to state, but a concealed weapons permit is not treated the same way? There is a process to do that in a Trump administration because it makes sense. And, of course, it was Virginia recently, if you remember, Terry McAuliffe, a Clinton operative, a campaign manager, whatever, you know, just a political operative who became a governor there, okay, and his attorney general decided that they were going to unilaterally not recognize concealed carry permits for 25 states. Some of the states that have more stringent checks and controls and concurrent or continuous validation of people's status than Virginia did. They just said, well, we're not going to recognize it. And there was a huge pushback at the state level. At the state level, you had state legislators in Virginia said, you know, yeah, he's right. If he's so afraid of guns, I don't want to scare him by having armed men protect him. So maybe what we should do is just remove the governor's protective detail. And you know what? They reversed that. They said, never mind, never mind. We'll respect the concealed carry permits. But again, I think that he's solid on it. And when we look at the GOP establishment moving towards Cruz, as this article headlined Politico, GOP establishment creeps towards Cruz. They cite a Bush loyalist saying, this is the way we stop Donald Trump. Look, they came out with people that are obviously establishment people, people like Jeb. Jeb, you're a mess. Like Jeb, like John Kasich, other people. Nobody wants them. It's the kiss of death to be associated with the establishment. Mitt Romney cuts ads for Rubio everywhere. What happens? He comes in fourth pretty much everywhere. He can't even break double digits in some of these states because Romney is supporting him. It's a kiss of death to be part of the establishment. So what do they do? You know, these guys crashed and burned, Jeb, Kasich, other people that were associated with the establishment. Rubio, they tried to push him as well. And while all these guys are going, especially with Rubio, Rubio, I believe, is acting as a stalking horse, distracting people while you got the real insider, Ted Cruz, and the establishment coalescing around him. Yeah, he threw a lot of bombs at people. People in the Senate hate him. Why? Because he climbed over their backs. As soon as he got elected as senator, it's like, hey, I ain't waiting my turn. And he starts, you know, throwing them under the bus, criticizing them publicly, climbing over their back. The minute he got elected Senate, he wasn't interested in being a senator. He was interested in being president. He immediately started running for president. He hasn't done a thing. He hasn't even come close to finishing a term. And he's running for president. That's why they hate him in the Senate. They don't hate him because he stands for us. They hate him because he's a social climber. He's climbing over them. But now they say, oh, we need to consolidate around him. You know, maybe he's got these Goldman Sachs connections, and you know, he tried to hide his loan from Goldman Sachs. Look, folks, he's a phony libertarian. He said that Snowden was a hero. Now he says Snowden is a traitor, should be executed. Okay. He's a phony constitutionalist. He supports the war on drugs. He doesn't care about eligibility. You know, if he thinks he's eligible, I don't think he's eligible. Lawrence Tribe, who's his professor at Harvard, doesn't think he's eligible. You know, this is a guy who's a Northeastern establishment guy. He went to Harvard. He went to Princeton. He's a master debate guy at Princeton. You know, he's an establishment guy. He worked for the Bushes. That's where he and Heidi worked. She works for the Council on Foreign Relations, for Goldman Sachs and everything. I mean, come on. She's part of a CFR organization there with Robert Zoellick, World Trade Bank, you know, the World Bank and Goldman Sachs, where they come up with a plan for the North American Union, where we have a common border going around the three countries. They don't see it as a problem that he's from Canada. He could be the North American Union candidate, the North American Union president. Okay, yeah, he's born in Canada. So what? Doesn't make any difference. Canada's the same as the U.S. now, right? Isn't it? It is in their mind. You may not understand it, but it is in their mind. And, you know, if he thinks that he's a constitutionally eligible to run for office, then fine. Explain it to us. But you see how he operates in the debates. So when Donald Trump calls him on it, he says, hey, I've argued before the Supreme Court. I know what the Constitution says. Well, fine. Tell us. Make your case. Make your case. Tell us why you're not, tell us why you're eligible as a natural born citizen. Explain to us. You know, the word is not defined, the phrase is not defined in the Constitution any more than the word militia is defined in the Constitution. We understand what the militia was. How do we know what the militia was? Well, we look at the commentaries. It was well understood. All of the people who were writing it at the time, they understood what the militia was. It was a term that fell out of favor, fell out of use, I should say. Now it has fallen out of favor. It's been demonized by the government. That's a deliberate thing. They've tried to change the meaning of the term militia. Well, we know what it means. We know what the purpose was. It isn't any, you know, it's like, well, okay, what is this phrase being necessary for the security of a free state? You know, militia being necessary. Well, that doesn't make any sense because my high school teacher told me that the militia is the National Guard. It's like, no, militia is not the National Guard. And so we go back and we look at the meaning of the word militia. We know what they were talking about at the time. We can go back and we can look at all of the documents that they were referencing and their debate. We know what natural born citizen is at the time. But of course now the establishment is coming towards him. And as we pointed out yesterday, we have Neil Bush, who is now not only endorsing him, although in the Bush brothers, but he's going to be joining his campaign finance team. Let's play a clip to remind you about Neil Bush's financial expertise. Here's that clip.
Federal banking regulators have finally decided what to do to President Bush's son, Neil, for his part in a savings and loan debacle. Neil Bush was a director of a Denver-based outfit that was part of the overall national savings and loan scandal. Rita Braver reports on what federal regulators concluded.
The government agency that supervises savings and loans today formally declared that Neil Bush engaged in conflicts of interest while serving as a director of a failed Silverado SNL. The chief of the Office of Thrift Supervision would not discuss his decision.
No, really, can have no comment on that, but thank you.
But in an embarrassing blow to Bush, Ryan has ordered the president's son to cease and desist from any future unsafe or unsound practices. Bush had no comment today, but he has steadfastly disputed charges that he voted to approve loans to his own business associates without revealing the ties to other bank directors.
I believe in the principle that if you didn't do anything wrong, don't admit to it. And I didn't do anything wrong.
Still today, there were charges from Democrats that Bush's punishment was too lenient.
We're out $1 billion in terms of this particular institution. It seems to me the least we could say is you stay out of the business for 5 years. You don't come back into this.
Bush has been ordered to do nothing more than obey the law. This is a slap on the wrist with a velvet hammer.
Today's action may be the least of Neil Bush's problems. Still pending against Silverado, a $200 million civil suit, and a federal fraud investigation. Rita Braver, CBS News, Washington.
And there you go. Neil Bush now joins the Cruz finance team. The ultimate irony. Okay, let me go back and review some of this in more detail. That was a report from 1991. From CBS News. Now, here's something from Mother Jones. This is an article called Bush Family Values, and they spell values with a dollar sign, okay? This all revolved around Silverado banking initially from 1985 until 1988. This is a savings and loan in Denver, Colorado. For those of you who don't remember, the SNL crisis that happened in the late 80s, early 90s, okay, that was something that was the biggest fraud that we had seen until the mid-2000s, until we came around to George W. Bush and the Federal Reserve that did the pump and dump there. And they put it this way. They say Neil's abysmally unsuccessful oil company was involved there. They made over $200 million in loans to Neil Bush and his two partners in their unsuccessful oil company. Silverado savings and loan was due at least in part to the fact that Neil's two partners welched on $135 million in loans. After Silverado failed, Neil started a new oil company, Apex Energy. You know, you just keep going. The Small Business Administration program gave him a $2.35 million loan that was arranged by an old family friend. This is what we call crony capitalism, boys and girls. Exhibit A, Neil Bush. Okay? The SBA, the Small Business Administration, discovered that the companies through which the loan was approved were technically insolvent. Guess what? The last time we checked, Apex's only known asset was an oil lease, which the company had purchased from Neil Bush for $150,000 before he bailed out. So let me repeat this, okay? He creates this new oil company. He sells them a oil lease for $150,000, essentially worthless, along with these other assets. He arranges a loan for $2.5 million, roughly, through the SBA, Small Business Administration. And then they find, and of course he uses family connections to make that happen. Let me ask you this. Any of you out there who would like to start your own business, be your own boss, you know, set your own hours, just get directly involved in like you'd like to start a business. That's the American dream, okay? Let me ask you, if you go to the Small Business Administration, you think they're going to give you a $2.5 million loan? No, no. That's crony capitalism. How does crony capitalism succeed? Well, you have to have a big government to do that, Bernie. So, yeah, it's not just crony capitalism. It's not capitalism at all. It's gangster theft, okay? And, of course, he rolls all this over, and then they say, wait a minute, there's nothing at all here. Now he's going to be Ted Cruz's finance manager. What could be better?
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Day after day, alone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. In this last segment of the regular show, we're going to have our fourth hour extension. That's going to be with Rob Dew joining us in the next segment. Now, as I was talking before we went to break, and of course, that wonderful headline from Politico saying that the GOP establishment creeps towards Cruz, it reminded me, you know, of the Committee to Reelect the President, Richard Nixon. And that acronym actually was CREEP, okay? The people behind Watergate. And so I guess we've got a new CREEP right now going towards the current CREEP that's being presented to us, Ted Cruz. We've got Neil Bush, brother of George W. and Jeb, as well as 13 others are new additions to Cruz's national finance team. And I just reported about the stellar financial background of Neil Bush, crony capitalist, trading in his connections to get a sweetheart deal from the Small Business Association, getting a loan on a company that was essentially worthless. They say all these new additions are former supporters of other candidates like Jeb and Rand and Rick Perry and Marco Rubio. And now we've got Carly Fiorina also moving towards Cruz and endorsing her. You know, her real name is Carlton Sneed Fiorina. Carlton Sneed Fiorina. Who would name their kid that? A girl. But, you know, actually, I think, you know, Carly, that kind of, you know, goes back Carly Simons, kind of chic or whatever for a certain generation, you know. But Sneed, I think, is really the name that fits the face. When I look at Carly, I think she really ought to be Sneed Fiorina. She is now endorsing Cruz as well because, you know, that's what the establishment is moving toward. This is a clear sign, folks, of what's going on. It is a clear sign that they're desperate enough that they are taking the mask off of Ted Cruz, a mask that I've been pointing out I think has been there a very long time. Perhaps that's why he has such awkward smiles. I don't know. I want to sell you something right now that is free. This is something I'm selling for free. The Alex Jones newsletter. You can get access to all of your requests, your tips, your feedback sent directly to us. We send you exclusive videos, daily content, special discounts, days before they're made public. It is completely free. All you need to do is sign up. We'll send you information, breaking stuff that is exclusive just for the people who sign up to the Alex Jones Insider Newsletter. And again, you can sign up at Infowars.com / newsletter, or you will see the link there. It's one of the ways that you can keep in touch, that you can see the new reports as they come out. And one last thing I want to mention before we get to the break here, and as I was talking earlier about the news report that came out about the drones being used to spy on us, understand that they're doing more than that with the drones. We had a document that listed, and I was trying to find this through the show. I haven't been able to find it yet. It was a document somebody had given us from the FAA where they listed everybody who had been licensed to have drones at the time. And this was before they started requiring everybody register their drones with them. And it was amazing to see how many different agencies and some universities for research purposes had drones. But when you look at the agencies, when you look at what the BLM has, they had a massive number of drones. A lot of their drones were Reaper drones and Predator drones. Now, they're saying that they're using these drones to map out resources. And that would be frightening enough. If we're going to live in a country where the government maps out everything that they claim they own, and of course the government is not allowed under the Constitution to own land outside the District of Columbia, but they assert ownership over all this land, they're going to map it out to the last detail, but they're going to map out your land to the last detail. And as we're looking at this, they try to say, well, you know, it's just, we're just monitoring people. We're just looking at people. Understand that when this is really going to get bad, and nobody's talking about this, it is the vehicle to infrastructure communication devices that they're going to be putting in your car within the next year or two. They're going to be mandating that you buy that. They're going to be monitoring every aspect of your movement. They say, hey, it's just metadata. That's the most important data. That's how they map the human domain. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.